This episode of Financial Safari originally aired the weekend of November 21st, 2020.
Well, hello, America. It's Coach Pete. This week on the Financial Safari, we're going to talk about annuities. We're going to talk about the anti-annuity dominoes and how they're falling, and people are realizing some annuities really are a good fit, and why advisors are learning to love annuities, and maybe you should as well. We're also going to go through a list of no-fee dividend reinvestment plans, stocks, way to invest in the market through a dividend reinvestment plan and not pay fees. We're also going to touch on the major motion picture, The Power of Zero. The tax train is coming, and we're going to have 10 of these to give away during the show. That and much more this week on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here with you. Always honored to be in the studio with Coach Pete DeRuda. He's known as America's wealth, financial, and income coach. He's best-selling author, winner of multiple awards, including Emmys. Coach, you're actually going after another Emmy right now, aren't you?
Well, I just got back from Sarasota, Florida, Thomas. Guess what was there besides the nice, comfortable weather.
What's that?
Dick Vitale.
Oh.
Dickie V.
Yes, yes.
So we are filming, I'm an executive producer with a group here, and we're filming a documentary on the life story of Dick Vitale, and it's what an amazing guy. I mean, he's done great work over the years for the V Foundation, which is for cancer research. He concentrates on the children cancer, because there's nothing worse than having a child or knowing someone who has a child with cancer.
I agree.
Right?
So I agree.
And what I love about the V Foundation is almost every single dollar you give goes right to that research.
And that's so important to connect with the organization that you know is putting your dollars where
they
should go.
Over 90% of what you give goes right to the research because they have an endowment fund that pays the salaries of the employees. So you're not donating money and having that money go right into someone's pocket.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
So really, I'm excited about this. It's going to be in about a year. The movie will be out. We're going to be traveling all over the United States, interviewing his former players, some of the people he's worked with, and it's just going to be an exciting movie. Very excited about it. But we've got a new movie coming out about Blockbuster.
Yes, you do.
Yep,
Tell me about this.
Blockbuster. It's called The Last Blockbuster. It's a major motion picture. It'll be coming out next month. So it'll be on. I think they're going to release it on Amazon or Netflix. I'm not sure where it's going to be, but it'll be everywhere. And it's a really good movie, Thomas. It's about the last Blockbuster. There is one Blockbuster video store still in business in Bend, Oregon. So you can get videos and all the drugs you want in Oregon.
I love it.
All right, so there we go. I couldn't find my drum.
So some people can age themselves based on the fact that they got their gas and their oil changed for them. My generation can say, well, I used to go get movies at a store.
you remember Blockbuster? It was an experience to go there. It was fun. And then, you know, we need more of those kind of fun things.
We do.
Well, we wouldn't be able to do it now, I guess. Everyone have a mask on. But, I mean, it was a fun time to go to Blockbuster.
It was. Now, you teased something there early on that I kind of want to probe you on. You said we're going to learn about why advisors are learning to love annuities. Why are they learning to love annuities?
Well, we used to call it the A word, right? Oh, don't talk about the annuity.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But the problem with annuities, Thomas, is too many of them out there. There's too much confusion. There's too many people selling you ones you don't need. And not advising on ones you could need or could use.
Yeah.
And so it's just why are annuities making it on the radar screen now in a lot of people's portfolio? Probably it's a combination of possibly years of low fixed income returns, like very low interest rates, and the threat of dropping stock valuations are forcing advisors, many advisors out there, to search outside their comfort zone to find their clients decent returns and here's a big one, guaranteed retirement income. Mm. Thomas, what do we talk about almost every show?
Guaranteed income.
Yeah. We talk about how you need growth, right?
Yes.
And then you need to protect that growth. Don't need to give it back. That's what happens. You have a stock, it goes way up, and then what happens sometimes? Go way down.
Kaboom.
And so we need growth, protection, and then lifetime income. And when I say lifetime income, I mean not the life of the annuity, the life of you. You have to outlive, your annuity has to outlive you. You have to always be getting money. Your annuity should still have money in it or still be there when you pass away. And what I love about some of the annuities, the way they set them up now, even if it's an individual retirement account, IRA, which you know what IRA means, it's for you, not for your spouse.
Correct.
That's what an individual is. Well, some of the annuities now, the way they're structured, can give you and your spouse lifetime income from the individual retirement account.
Wow,
that's
really?
Amazing, isn't it? Because
okay.
Now, well, one of us is going to pass away first. That's what, unless we have a car wreck, right? If your husband and wife driving down the road and have a car wreck, then maybe you'll pass away at the same time.
But sure.
One of us is going to outlive the other, and we want to make sure our money outlives us.
Absolutely, without
big,
a doubt.
Big thing. Big
no,
thing.
No, it's very true. And folks, if you want to hear more about this and find out how we can incorporate this into your own plan, give us a call right now, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. You know, we have a new team member on the team, and we were talking the other day about Advance and Protect, Coach.
Yeah.
Kind of goes along with what we're talking about here, and he was absolutely blown away that something like this existed. Had no idea that something like this existed.
You look at the millions of dollars that go into pumping advertisements, come out every single day in print or on TV or on radio telling you to invest in the market.
Sure.
So the vested interest a lot of times is to keep your money at risk, because if you can keep somebody's money at risk, in theory, you can make some more money off of them without them even realizing that the market goes down, you still make money. If you're with an advisor and they're making a lot of money when you're losing money, how good of a relationship is that? It's not good, is it?
No, it's not. No.
So we want to make sure to protect some of that money. And there was a study, and it said about 56% of those between ages 50 and 75 years of age wanted guaranteed lifetime income.
Hmm.
Now, I'm just wondering what the other 44% of people wanted. I mean, why wouldn't you want guaranteed lifetime income?
I don't know why you wouldn't. I agree.
Social Security is that. That's what it is. If you file it the right way, you may get more income than you thought because there's claiming strategies.
Correct.
And then when we used to have pensions, people would work for a company for 20, 30, 40 years and then get paid forever when they retired. That was a pension, a lifetime income check, right? So that's what we're looking at now, is funding our own pensions with our money that we put aside in our 401ks, our 403bs, our TSPs, anywhere we put money, IRAs. We can move some of that money into the income stream process, which you can control, and you know what ahead of time what your income is going to be based on what you put in. And we can tell you, Thomas, we do have the crystal ball. When we talk about looking forward in the future, we can tell you with certainty what your lifetime income will be, let's say 15 years from now, even though you're putting the money in today, or 10 years, or 5 years, or 2 years, or one, whatever. We know, and you know too. So the longer you can leave the money alone, of course, the more it's going to be.
Right.
It doesn't shrink. Again, you have that growth, protection, lifetime income. Tom Hegna, a good buddy of mine, wrote an article we're going to talk about later on here in the show. Tom Hegna wrote a book called Paychecks and Playchecks.
Ah, yes.
Retirement Income for Life.
Great
and then
book.
He also had a book and a video series on PBS called Don't Worry, Retire Happy, 7 Steps to Retirement Security. Guess what step number one is?
What's that?
Have a lifetime income you can't outlive. Thomas, it just takes the worry, and you've heard me say this before, it takes the worry out of living and surviving and enjoying retirement. And I've got that video that I put together called The Video on Retirement.
Mm.
So if you want The Video on Retirement, if you want the Don't Worry, Retire Happy DVD, Tom Hegna sent me 25 of them, and then we've got The Power of Zero. I have 10 of these. The tax train is coming. Folks, we need to structure our money so that we don't give it all away tax-wise when we need it the most, which is retirement. Thomas, get that and my book, The 7 Baby Steps, along with a golden ticket, which is $1,000 value, to put together for you and customize for you your very own lifetime income plan based on what you have and what you want and what your spouse wants. We'll do that for the next 10 people who call right now.
That's great. That number to call, folks, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. This is a great opportunity to get your questions answered, because it's true what you say, Coach. You're an expert in this field. You've been doing this for decades. A lot of folks are experts in their own field, whether it's medical, engineering. And I think we need to take the advice of an expert. You're a fiduciary as well, so that we know we can trust you.
Very big point, Thomas, because there was an article here and they interviewed a professor at the American College, which is where the Retirement Income Certified Professional designation comes from, and
yes,
the CFP. Now I have the RICP, which is Retirement Income Certified Professional, which, again, we talk about retirement income. So I'm qualified to talk about retirement income now.
No doubt.
That was three intensive exams, by the way, over a couple of years. But,
wow.
But the professor here said the problem is a lot of people who sell annuities aren't fiduciaries, and their annuities aren't what's best for the client. A lot of them just sell products, and they're not selling the right products to people. So
okay, yeah.
The products they're selling just aren't very good. And so that's what happens when you run into someone who's not independent. We are a totally independent financial fiduciary firm here. So what does that mean? Well, it means we don't have a morning meeting in the morning where our president's telling us, you must sell this annuity to everyone that walks in today.
Ooh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
This stock or this bond. That happens, though.
Does it? Wow.
Yeah, they have morning. Well, not I don't know about every morning, but I mean they are told to push certain products. Or if they are with a big company, that big company has their product selection. That's all you can offer.
Which can't always be in the best interest of the client.
No, there's no way it could be. Yeah. I mean, it may be sometimes, but it may not be other times. And do you want to be the test rabbit that's not going to have the right retirement plan in place? No, nobody wants to be the guinea pig, the test rabbit.
Absolutely not. there could be one out there.
But Thomas, what we see way too much in portfolios these days. Is UFOs, unidentified financial objects.
Oh, I like where you went with that.
We don't want UFOs in our portfolio, Thomas. And a lot of you listening might have a UFO or two. That's when you look at your statements or you get these 20 or 30 pages in the mail. And you don't know what's going on there. What's going on? We're going to try to talk about later on the show dividend reinvestment plans. And some of them are loaded with fees, which those are not acceptable. Those are financial termites. So we need to find out the dividend reinvestment programs that are good for us. We also need to find the correct strategy for retirement. And in my opinion, a correct income plan must have an annuity or two in there that is perfect fit for you, not one that's basically being sold and not the right one.
There you go.
And that's the problem here. If you're not dealing with a true fiduciary, they can basically peddle the worst products to you, but they're not beholden to any ethics, right? Because they don't have the fiduciary guidelines, which we do.
Absolutely. Very, it's very, very important. True.
So if you're curious about that, if you want your very own lifetime income plan, if you want to have an analysis of where you are, if you don't know what you really have, if you have those UFOs, those unidentified financial objects, give us a call. Thomas, we've identified every single one we've ever seen. Sometimes it's not a good identifying process. You're not happy with your advisor after this many times, but wouldn't it be great to know now instead of years down the road when there's nothing you can do about it?
Exactly.
It's all about prevention. And it's about designing, building, and protecting your proper retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Blyer, a buddy of mine, used to do a show with him for years in Pittsburgh, wrote a book called Don't Fumble Your Retirement, New Money Lessons Learned by four-time Super Bowl champion Rocky Blyer.
Okay.
Four Super Bowls after he came back from Vietnam, after being injured in Vietnam and losing half of his toe. So it's amazing what he talks about. But he says, Coach, and Terrell Davis said this too. I used to do a show with him. He's a Super Bowl MVP as well. He said, the magic of the football game, which is the financial world, this is basically parallel, is you need to hold tightly to what you have and not fumble it or give it up. And so a lot of folks are doing that by taking too much risk, not understanding what they have, and not dealing with fiduciaries. So folks, if you are one of the next 10 people who call, this is over $1,000 value. You must have at least $200,000 dedicated retirement, and our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but we will put together for you your very own total retirement plan, which has 22 steps behind the scenes, Thomas. I'm also going to give you that 15-minute retirement planner booklet series we have, as well as a 401k box set. It's called the 401k Modern Rollover Guide box set, DVDs, workbooks, guidebooks, worksheets. Not only telling you what to do with your lump sums on your 401k, but how to properly manage the 401k as you do it now. We could do ongoing consultations with you on that too as we go through the working years getting to that retirement year. So Thomas, just give them the number right here and we'll be more than happy to meet with you as soon as possible.
Let's do it. That number, folks, is 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or you can text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. A couple great options there to utilize. This is for retirees and pre-retirees out there. True common sense planning and straight talk. You can sit down with Coach Pete or a member of the team here, have them translate that complex financial world into very clear instructions tailored just for you. Take advantage of this excellent chance to get that review by simply calling that number I mentioned, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or just text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk about Tom Hegna, that article he wrote, as well as dividend reinvestment programs and ways to get your family in the right place.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer Advocate Thomas Lipscomb here with you in studio alongside America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach. That's right, he has 28 and a half years now. He's a veteran in the financial arena, fiduciary planner, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, I have a little something that inspired me the other day that I thought I would get out here. I was getting some wisdom teeth pulled, and before they had to get that pulled, they took my blood pressure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it happened to be a little bit high, nothing crazy.
Thomas, mine's always high when I go to the dentist. I'm an anti-dentite, I think.
Maybe that's it. No, but it caused me to think, okay, well, what am I? I'm 36 years old, so it caused me to think, okay, what am I actually eating? What am I actually? It's something that I'm not, I guess I didn't think I would think about until I was 50 or 60, but it caused me to think forward, think into the future, 15, 20 years. And this is what we're talking about right now on the show, yep. Some trigger to make you think, okay, what is my life really going to look like in 15 or 20 years? And we're not talking about that meal you want to get at McDonald's, just like your blood pressure, your income is just as vital for you.
Yeah, well, income's the most important thing. It really is. It's not your balances in your stock accounts, even though those are fun to look at when they're up and no fun to look at when they're down.
Yeah.
But we need to, again, we need to design, build, and protect a proper plan. Now, I've got an article here. Again, Tom Hegney, he's been a friend of the show. He's been on the show probably about 20 times over the last 10 years at least. He's a buddy of mine. We both have exchanged book ideas, and he signed one of my first books, and I signed one of his too, so it's really fun. But he wrote an article, just came out. And the title is The Anti-Annuity Dominoes Have Fallen. And So I'm just going to read, I'm going to quote him here in the article. He said, and this is again Tom Hegna, I've been an annuity believer for 30 years. The research of leading PhDs specifically on the power of income annuities in retirement is overwhelming. You really must consider and cover your basic living expenses in retirement with some form of guaranteed lifetime income. Social Security, pensions, and annuities. That's the guaranteed income places, right?
Yeah.
And so there, the problem is that the general public doesn't read white papers published by these leading PhDs. They get their information from TV talking heads and their buddies at the coffee shop.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? It does.
Think about where we get our information these days. Again, that's now we're transitioning away from me reading the article and talking about that. But where are you getting your information from? And is the person really qualified to give you the information?
That's
if you're
great.
Watching CNBC and trying to get retirement information, many times it doesn't work out that way.
No.
I watch CNBC a lot of times too, but that's showing you how and where to invest.
Yes, absolutely.
To try to make money.
Absolutely.
But it really doesn't talk about preserving that money or when to get out. It's always when to get in. If you watch Cramer, he'll tell you to get in out, buy, sell, but many times it's too late by the time you hear him say something, right? Now, let me just summarize the article a little bit, Thomas, because I don't want to read it here. But Tom Hegner talked about the problem that a lot of people run into is the annuity solution is the best fit, but yet they are in love with something else. For instance, somebody saying my rental property is my annuity. Like if you're the landlord kind of person and you're collecting money from your tenants, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, or my laddered bond portfolio is my annuity. Or why buy an annuity when my dividend paying stocks increase their dividends over time? Or I am a big believer in tax-free municipal bonds.
Heard that before. Yeah.
And then like Tom says in the article, I want to be clear, I'm not against any of these strategies to supplement retirement. I'm not either, Thomas. I think everything has a place in the proper portfolio.
No doubt.
Diversification.
No doubt.
But they shouldn't be used to cover basic living expenses in retirement because all those things we mentioned could go down. You could lose money there. So if I've learned anything from the COVID-19 crisis, we've had a firsthand view of why these alternative strategies are suboptimal. So let's look at them more closely. Now, when someone talks about my rental property is my annuity, things could go wrong there. Maybe your tenants aren't paying anymore. Again, with COVID-19, there's been like people aren't paying a lot of times. So they're moving out. Or how do you get rid of them if they're not paying?
Sure.
So
yeah.
And if you're depending on that rental property for your basic living expenses, like eating, your own mortgage payment, and they're not paying you, what's going to happen?
Well, you know, we were just talking about this the other day because I was considering investing in a real estate property. And I paired that conversation that we had, Coach, with something that we talked about on the show a few weeks back. And that is, you know, if you're going to have a rental property, think about that emergency fund as well and how well it should be beefed up.
Important.
To cover those things. Obviously, someone like me who may not have that in place yet, am I willing to potentially take this massive multi-$1,000 hit every month that I'm not able to cover if someone happens to not be able to pay their rent? And that's very important. Let alone all the other things that you've mentioned on the show before, such as maintenance. As you get older, are you going to be able to maintain the home yourself? Handling all those types of things. And it really does need to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, everything, Thomas, needs to be considered. And that's why when you just walk into a XYZ firm and they just sell you the same product they're selling everybody else, what have they really considered? They're considering themselves, how much money they're going to make on you instead of how we can preserve, build and protect your lifetime income strategy, your empire of money. Because, I mean, think about it. Everybody's different. Everybody. I mean, everyone listening to us, Thomas, believe it or not, everyone's different out there. They may have the same car. Maybe you're looking to the right and to the left. You're going down the road. You see a car, same color, you're in the same model. But yeah, you're all different inside the car.
No doubt. No doubt.
Now, laddered bonds. Now, laddered
bonds. Yeah, so what is that? I'm not familiar with that term.
Well, and Tom Hegna goes on to say here, and I haven't been a fan either, but he said he's never been a fan of laddered bonds. You could argue that they did make sense when bonds were paying 8 to 10%.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But that's not the case today. Guess what the 10-year Treasury bond is paying right now?
I have no idea. What
less,
is it?
Less than 0.75%, so less than 1%.
Okay.
Even the 30-year government bond is less than 1.5%.
Ouch.
So how are you gonna survive on that?
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay,
yeah,
with rates this low, why would you do that when you can get 5, 6, 8, even 10% per year guaranteed payout, depending on your age, of course, from an income annuity? Mm. The income annuities really make sense when we talk about pension. Again, getting to that last stage of the relay race. A lot of times annuities aren't the right thing. But when we get age 50 and over, and we need to have what I call that financial fill-up strategy, annuities start making a lot of sense because they give you lifetime income for the rest of your life, for the rest of your spouse's life.
If you have questions about what we're talking about, give us a call right now, 800-661-7383. You can get your questions answered by Coach Pete and the team, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 21,000, PLAN to 21,000. You know, Coach, on the Financial Safari YouTube channel, going to put a little plug there. We're actually developing a video right now. It talks about that classic three-legged stool that people used to have.
I call it the stool sample.
Yeah, so you had...
Go ahead, Tommy.
I can't even.
Went right over your head.
I can't even.
It didn't even hit you.
Okay, so you have Social Security. The classic one would be Social Security. Obviously, a pension would be in there, which most folks don't have.
Absolutely. That's right. Well, everyone used to have one, or most everyone did. Now, no one has one. Not most everyone doesn't have
one. But this is the way that we can get that pyramid back in place.
Yes, sir. And a good pyramid. We don't like pyramid schemes, do we, Thomas?
No doubt.
All right. So then we look at we're talking about the municipal bonds, right? Ladder bond strategy. So all bond interest is taxable, while the income annuity has an exclusion ratio since the principal is not taxed when received. This could be a significant tax break for retirees. Now, obviously, if qualified money is used, all income is taxed regardless of the investment vehicle use. So if you use an IRAs, no matter where you put the money, you haven't paid the tax on it yet, guess who's going to collect?
IRS. Sure. Right? Yeah.
Dividend-paying stocks will beat an annuity, someone says. Okay? So that's a quote here. It says, well, maybe, but hundreds of companies have slashed or eliminated dividends due to COVID-19 crisis. Mm-hmm. More might be cutting in the future. And we're not talking bad companies. We're talking about companies such as General Motors, Dunkin' Donuts, which is going, I think they're going private anyway, Royal Dutch Shell, Harley Davidson, Expedia, and the list goes on and on with more to come. Now, I'm not against dividend paying stocks. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about dividend reinvestment programs later on in the show. Mm-hmm. I use a strategy for a portion of my portfolio, but I don't think for a minute that these dividends can be counted on to cover your basic expenses in retirement, because if they can take it away, Thomas, they can take it away.
Exactly.
Now, here's one thing that happens. If you have a company and they slashed a dividend, and you're investing in it, like you bought, well, let's say you bought 1,000 shares of Exxon. You've got a lot of money. You've got 1,000 shares of Exxon, right?
Sure, yeah.
So you bought it because it had a good dividend.
Okay.
Well, then they slashed a dividend. Now, what happens to what do you think is going to happen to the price of Exxon if they slash the dividend to the shareholders?
Does it go up?
No, it's going to go down. If it's not going to pay a good dividend, then no one's going to buy it anymore.
Then there's going
to
be less.
The 1,000 shares you bought, you won't be able to sell it right away, because now Exxon's going to be worth less than what you paid for it.
Mm.
And not only are you getting less dividend, now the stock's not worth much. So now you're going to be trapped there for a while.
I got you.
Or you can sell for a loss. So you have to be very, very careful on that. Again, it's all about meeting your basic living expenses, but I also like to consider the fun box. What do you want to do for fun in your life in retirement?
Yeah.
Just getting by could be sitting on a bench like Uncle Jed there whittling a stick, but that's not any fun. So you have to have some money, additional money, that's going to be coming in an income stream every year the rest of your life, so you can do fun things with it. And when I talk to husbands and wives, many times their idea of fun is a whole lot different than each other, right? So the wife might want to travel, the husband might want to go to ball games.
So what do you do in those situations?
Well, you have to be a referee, Thomas. We encourage more income streams.
There you go.
The more financial fill-ups, the better, and we can design 3, 4, 5, 10 different income streams that you can activate at any time you want in the future, and once you start activating them, they will come forever. It's forever money. And that's, again, the green flag on the mailbox instead of the red flag on the mailbox.
I love it. Well, and what I love about this is you're truly having conversations with people, finding out what their aspirations, their dreams are. I hate to say it, but we had someone who wanted your stamp of approval, someone far, far away from here, and you refused to give it because you did not feel that they were ethical enough. They weren't holding that fiduciary standard, and so you refused to partner with them. And I respect that about you, Coach.
Yeah, every now and then we run into some jokers out there, right?
We do.
And the jokers are wild, not with me, though. No, we want our clients to sleep well at night.
Yeah.
And that's the sleep well at night harp there. And basically it's making sure that that you are, it's called a swan account. You're always going forward or staying the same. Again, we have growth and we protect that growth. And then when you decide, and that's an important feature, when you decide to activate, you get a lifetime income that you or your spouse will never outlive. Thomas, I'll summarize it again too here. Even if your balance goes to zero, you still get that income check, which is amazing, because if you have
incredible.
A bank account that goes to zero and you go and ask for more money, they're going to call the cops.
Of course.
And here's another thing. Here's a caveat. Some of these annuities out there will double your income for up to 5 years if you have a long-term care event.
Really?
Now, again,
wow.
Getting the right one, and we've used the A word here on the show, and a lot of people probably say, I don't want an annuity. They got their arms crossed driving down the road. How are you going to steer the wheel if you get your arms crossed? Now, you're mad at Coach Pete. They're not all good, folks. There's a lot of bad annuities. But they're not all bad as well. And there's some real good ones out there. I have a few myself, Thomas. I mean, I would recommend, I wouldn't recommend anything that I wouldn't get for myself or offer to a family member, because it really makes sense, Thomas, some of the things that are available out here in this world that a lot of people don't know about. And you know why? We've already talked about why we don't know about it, because so many millions of dollars are spent advertising, trying to get you to do things you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
The ones that are the quiet guys, the quiet little annuity, sometimes that's what you need. Yeah. And so it's a little engine that could so many more times than I ever thought it would be. And folks, if you haven't considered that or looked at it, you really need to. Again, we're fiduciary planning firm, Thomas. We offer everything, the gambit. We offer the red accounts, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. We also offer the liquid accounts, like the safe money that's not going to earn anything, but it's there for you for emergencies. And then we offer the annuity accounts. We offer everything that's out there. We're totally independent, and that we love doing that. So I know we're coming up on a break, but just give the number out. Folks, if you want to have your own plan done, we'll do it for you at no cost.
And that number, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or just text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. This is a great opportunity to sit down with Coach Pete and the team to get your questions answered. Maybe you already have a plan. Maybe it includes one, doesn't include an annuity. You want to make sure that it is the right one for you. Give us a call right now. Let us help you out. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. All right, yeah, we do have that break coming up, but stay tuned because there's more Financial Safari when we return.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Well, welcome back in, folks. Again, Financial Safari. Coach Pete here. Thomas Lipscomb over there. Thomas, don't have too many people in the studio today, just you and me.
No, it's kind of a classic Financial Safari right here.
I thought we'd see Marty Hensley walk in, but I think he's not going to be here today. Parker Holland, you never know with him. And of course, Morgan Patrick with Chuck Caton. But we have a good staff, but you and I are manning it up. I think it's because we're loyal, Thomas. We're loyal to our listeners.
There you go.
And I want to talk about the list of no-fee dividend reinvestment plan stocks. But first of all, I want to talk about what a dividend reinvestment plan is. Now, I've talked about it before on the show. What it is, it's a way for you to invest in a stock without having to have you don't have to have a whole bunch of money to start with. Because if you wanted to buy, let's say, 100 shares of Apple stock, Apple computer, you'd need over $10,000. Most people don't have $10,000 sitting around to buy 100 shares of Apple. What if you could commit to buying a company, though, for $100 a month? You would just buy whatever company. And they're like, I've got a list here. Let's say California Water Service Group. That's just one of the stocks that I picked out of the hat here.
Okay.
It's one of the dividend reinvestment plans that does not charge a fee to get in. And what I like about the water companies is, well, California has trouble with water right now, right? They can't put fires out, whatever.
Certainly, but, yeah.
So that might be a good investment. I know nothing about this company, by the way. I just picked it out on this big list here of no-fee dividend reinvestment stocks.
But, okay.
But you'd put in, let's just say, $100 a month there, and every single month they would reach into your checking account, get $100, and buy the stock at that same day every single month, on let's say the 15th, at whatever the price that stock is that day. So you're getting what's called dollar cost averaging as well. You're not throwing all your money in at one time and hoping it's at a low. So hopefully it'll go up.
Sure.
Over the course of a year, you've got 12 different buy dates. And the beauty here is every quarter, that means every 3 months, it's a dividend paying stock. So it pays a dividend whatever the dividend is, they use that money to buy more shares of stock for you. So it's that's why they call it a dividend reinvestment program. It's reinvesting the dividends into the stock that you already have.
Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. And I know it goes against, I think, especially me, someone who's not in the financial world, it makes you think, don't you always need to buy when stocks are going well or buy when they're really...
But you really want to buy when it's low. You want to buy low, sell high, but you never want to sell. And the beauty here is, like, I've been doing... If you've ever listened to the show, you know I've been doing McDonald's, Wisconsin Energy, and Exxon since right after high school.
You have, yes.
And I had a couple emergencies in college where I had to take money out of my Exxon to go to Myrtle Beach, but that's why I had the money. But looking at this list, Thomas, Cracker Barrel. I love Cracker Barrel.
That's one
of the companies you can invest in. Duke Energy, energy companies are, what do you need? We need energy, don't we?
We need energy.
Kellogg's. Of course, it's Exxon Mobil. Exxon's been horrible for me, but anyway, it's I'm still putting money in.
Sure.
General Mills. So if you have a son or daughter and you're trying to teach them about how to save money or grandchildren, and you know that they're going to be eating breakfast cereal, who doesn't?
Right.
Kellogg's, General Mills, both, like you say, look, daddy or mommy has invested now. You're putting $100 a month in here for you. So when you're eating your cereal, you're making money.
I like it. That's really nice.
But it's a good way to train your children and grandchildren how to save money and how important it is. Kellogg's a good one, too. McDonald's is not on this list, though, because they do have a fee. So I've been talking about McDonald's, and I do use a dividend reinvestment program with them, but they charge me $1.50 every time I put money in.
Okay, so you just have to weigh out whether that's worth it.
So if I'm putting $100 in, only $98.50 goes to the stock. $1.50 goes somewhere else. So they're not on the list,
even though
I'm still using them. Marathon Oil is on there, like all sorts of companies. And we've got a whole list we'll share with people. Quaker Chemical Corporation. Remember Quaker State Oil, right?
Absolutely.
Paychex. If you get a paycheck, well, Paychex is a company that's on there. Raytheon's on there. I just found some that really interest me. This list, you see how big the list is, pages.
Oh, it's huge, yeah.
Snap-on Incorporated. You've seen the Snap-on
tools? Oh, I know Snap-on, absolutely.
Yeah. Tompkins Financial Corporation. Now, my mom's maiden name was Tompkins, so that's why I was Then WEC Energy Group, which is Wisconsin Energy. I've been invested from when I started. It was called Wisconsin Energy. Now they've got cool. They've got a new image consultant.
WEC.
Yeah. But here's I looked them up right before the show. They're paying 63.25 cents a share for the quarterly dividend.
That's
not bad.
No.
So every single quarter you get 63 cents.
Wow. Yeah.
For every share you have.
Yeah.
That's what dividends are. So why should people use dividend reinvestment plans and why do they work? I'm going to tell you that, right? I mean, it's got a couple summaries of why I like it, why it works. Number one, it eliminates procrastination. Because you start small and you can add, over the years, I should have added more money. I should have increased my 100 to 200 to 300 a month, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But you could.
Okay.
Dividend reinvestment plan stocks are a great way to maximize your total return. You earn a dividend income, but it's automatically reinvested at a discount rate. So you get a little deal inside there too.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
And dividend growth investing is a marathon, not a sprint. So develop an actionable plan for long-term success. And that's what we try to do. And we help people consult, like doing these for kids or grandkids, because it's a good way to get started. But anyone can do it if you don't like paying broker commissions.
Sure.
And so some of our favorite dividend stocks to buy are the no-fee ones, obviously, because you're not paying anything out. So the critical part is no-fee dividend reinvestment plan. I would never invest knowingly in a drip stock that would charge me fees to do so. Fees will erode your return over the long haul, but I've liked McDonald's over the years. Matter of fact, you know why I did McDonald's when I first started?
This was
before the internet.
Okay.
And they used to send out a annual statement, like the annual book, right? Here's our annual book of explaining McDonald's stock. It would explain all the real estate they have and all that. But inside there, Thomas, was a coupon for a free sandwich. As soon as they stopped sending the annual book out, the free sandwich went away.
Oh.
Disappointing, Thomas. Disappointing. Get a free Big Mac. Get a Big Mac attack once a year. So, anyway, I should kick myself right now for investing in McDonald's since they have a fee, but I did it anyway because I like McDonald's that much. So, we've got the list, and you see it's like 20 pages long.
It is, yeah.
We'll share it with anyone who wants it. Mm. But it's just a good way to, when you talk about Christmas or birthdays or some kind of gift, instead of giving you socks and underwear... invest in the sock and underwear companies.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a great way to inspire your grandkids or your children into something else. And that's why I love sitting down here and having these conversations with you, Coach. So folks out there listening, if you want to sit down with Coach Peter, a member of the team, get your own questions answered, discover these strategies, techniques that we can incorporate into your own retirement plan, give us a call right now, 800-661-7383. It would be an honor to sit down with you. 800-661-7383. You can also text us. Text the word PLAN to 21,000, PLAN to 21,000. We try to make it easy, don't we, Coach?
Yeah, it's all about getting the right plan, the right planner, and having that relationship and knowing, well, hopefully deep down inside you can trust your planner, Thomas. But unfortunately, there are some untrustable ones, and I think you've got one of them right there.
I absolutely do. The Financial Safari News Network presents Brokers Behaving Badly.
It's another tale of twisted greed that could put this guy in prison for 25 years. Meet Michael Barry Carter. He's been in the financial business since 1999. He's now pleaded guilty for defrauding investors out of more than $6 million over a 12-year period, beginning in 2007, finally coming to an end in 2019. So, what did he do? A news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Maryland says Carter defrauded investors out of millions of dollars by making at least 53 unauthorized transactions from their accounts to his own personal benefit, including to cover his mortgage, credit card bills, country club membership fees. In all, he stole just over $6.1 million. The U.S. Attorney's Office did not identify the financial institution where Carter was employed, although a broker check shows he was registered with Morgan Stanley during that time. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Carter pleaded guilty to wire fraud and investment advisor fraud. He also admitted embezzling more than $50,000 from a nonprofit in Virginia. Well, he did repay $1.8 million to the victims and repaid the nonprofit once the fraud had been discovered. Just one thing, the money he used to repay was from other victims' accounts. The guilty plea requires him to repay $4.4 million. This guy's a real piece of work. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Carter's fraud was first discovered when victim one and her adult daughter attempted to obtain a bridge loan from a financial institution to cover relocation expenses to an assisted living facility in Florida until the sale of victim one's home in Maryland was completed. When they applied for the loan, victim one and her daughter discovered that an $800,000 loan had already been obtained in victim one's name without victim one's knowledge or permission. U.S. Attorney's Office says, with respect to victim one, Carter further admitted that he met with the victim at her home and answered victim one's phone in order to authorize the transactions unbeknownst to victim one. Carter did this, they say, in order to overcome the financial institution's multi-factor verification system required to execute the transactions. And finally, according to the SEC, Carter's alleged victims included a 72-year-old investor with familial ties to Carter, brokerage customers who were friends of his, and an 84-year-old elderly client. Michael Carter is slated to be sentenced later this year. And just one more reason to make sure you're dealing with a true fiduciary, and don't be afraid to ask them to prove it, and then look them up on BrokerCheck.
So, wow.
I had to mute my mic there to keep from laughing. Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing what people do to try to pull a scam, isn't it?
I look at this. He repaid a nonprofit when the fraud was found out.
Yeah, of course. That was nice of him.
I mean, come on. And it made me laugh even harder because I have a couple of questions here I wanted to ask you.
Just a minute, Thomas. For this guy, this Michael Carter guy?
Sure. Oh,
wow, what a scamster. Oh. You really have to get that's the importance of a second opinion, because if some of those people had got a second opinion, maybe they wouldn't have been enticed so much.
They
get you with these glossy brochures and this greed kind of factor, and then all of a sudden all the money's gone.
Well, you're hearing just all this nasty stuff in this report that Steve put together, and my first question for you was, why are people seemingly afraid to talk to a financial advisor?
I don't blame them one bit, Thomas. It's just important to get with someone you trust. So what I'd recommend, and we're gonna make me this offer right now, if you're one of the next 10 people who call, we'll put together for you, we'll go through our three-step patented process to create a comprehensive financial and retirement plan that aligns with your financial and retirement goals and values. Now, first, we're going to understand what money means to you, very important, folks, and how it fits into your life. Then we're going to organize your finances so you have a crystal clear picture of where you currently are right now. Thomas, we can't make a plan until we decide where you are. Mm-hmm. And a lot of you out there, you have all these statements, but you don't know where you are. Again, you've got those UFOs, unidentified financial objects and financial termites built in, and you're not doing the right thing, and you don't even know it. But next, we're going to talk about your financial and retirement goals. What are your short, medium, and your long-term goals? But more importantly to me and the team, what are your dreams? Then we're going to work together to clarify your goals so they're crystal clear and tangible. Then finally, we're going to create an actionable step process to get you on that path that I like to call financial independence. Now, this process is not something we do once and set aside on the bookshelf. No way. Just like physical fitness, your financial fitness needs constant attention throughout your career and beyond. But don't worry, we're going to be there every step of the way to guide you and make sure your money is working just as hard for you as you did to earn it. Thomas, the next 10 people who have at least $200,000 dedicated to retirement, we're going to do this for them. I'm going to give you a 3-video set and my book, The 7 Baby Steps, and that golden ticket for $1,000 value to get that plan for you.
That number to call is 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or just text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. Folks, there is no cost or obligation to get a better handle on your financial situation. So if you want to find out what your investments really are costing you because of high fees or commissions, or just ask questions to Coach Pete and the team about how you can securely generate income from your own RIA, 401k, whatever it may be, come on in, get true fiduciary advice. We try to make it easy. Just give us a call. We do have a few spots left on our calendar. That number, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or just text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000.
When we come back, we're going to go through step-by-step what a strategic development process is and how you can design, build, and protect your own retirement portfolio.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here with you alongside America's wealth, financial, and income coach, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, welcome back in.
Thank you, Thomas. You shouldn't have.
Oh, man. No, but so I got a couple questions here to ask you. Sure. Was driving in to the studio today and saw someone on the road that you don't see very often. He had his thumb stuck out there looking for a ride.
Oh, the hitchhiker.
Yeah, it reminds me of something that you talk about sometimes. You say, is your retirement plan like a hitchhiker? So what do you mean when you say that?
I can't think of the last time I've even seen a hitchhiker. You saw one, huh?
I did, yeah. Backpacking everything, yeah.
Well, and that happened to me one time when I was driving down the road, and I said, wait a minute, you know, it's like there's some parallels here to the financial world. And, yeah. And so what are they? Well, number one, that person right there, maybe they're by choice hitchhiking.
Some.
Wouldn't be my choice, but sure. Or maybe they are not by choice. Maybe that car you saw like a mile down the road with a little handkerchief in the window that was pulled over with the ran out of gas. Maybe that was a guy. Maybe he's trying to hitchhike to a gas station. That's what I thought, right?
I'm very close to being that guy way too often.
Sometimes I push it, Thomas. When you see the light warns you like 50 miles to go, and then all of a sudden you see, and then it's 20 miles, and then it says very low. It doesn't even tell you anymore.
See, but do you trust the engineers? When they say 50, you could probably go 60, right?
I don't know, Thomas. Maybe you could only go 59, though, right? Because when you see that little red dial go below the E, you're in trouble. That's little E, we call that. We don't want that. That's big E, almost.
I'm feeling a lot of conviction right now.
So what does it have to do with the financial world? Well, if you don't plan right, you don't want to be that person in retirement that ran out of money before they ran out of life. So you always want your financial instruments to give you lifetime income. And when I say lifetime, I mean all the way through your life and all the way through your spouse's life. Mm-hmm. If you have it set up correctly, you'll never be the person on the side of the road hitchhiking to fill needing more gas, because you never will run out of gas. You'll never run out of money, because you'll have that financial fill-up strategy to always replenish your money every single month all the way through retirement forever. We plan to age 121, but our retirement plans go to retirement and beyond. Mm. You'll never run out of money as long as you're here and as long as your spouse is here. And Thomas, a lot of people say, well, what happens to the money if we die too quickly? Whatever money's there goes on to your beneficiaries, they're called, whoever you assign ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
So money doesn't disappear. It doesn't go away. It's either for you or your spouse or your children or your family or your churches or your charities, whatever you decide to give it, but it's not going to run out on you if you design it the correct way. Mm. And that's what we take a lot of pride in, putting together those total financial fill-up strategies. Again, they give you growth when you don't need the money. We like to watch it grow, Thomas. It's fun.
Of course.
But then what fun is it to watch it grow if it goes back down? So we want to grow it and then protect that growth, and then eventually down the road activate lifetime income we can never outlive. And I like to have 3, 4, even 5 streams of income in addition to Social Security all the way through my life, because then you have inflation protection, because things get more expensive. So you can activate different streams of income, and once you activate them, they will pay you for the rest of your life.
I love that. That's incredible. Now, folks, if this sounds interesting to you, give us a call right now. Learn more about it, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000.
I want to talk about a couple of great sites. First of all, we didn't get any questions this week, so tell people how they can email a question in and they can hear their own voice.
Absolutely. Go to financialsafari.com. You can check out the latest episode of our show, but more important than that, when you go to financialsafari.com, there's a Ask the Question button on the right side of the screen. When you click that, folks, you can record your own question through the microphone on your phone or on your computer, whatever device you're on.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is, and it'll be sent directly to Coach Pete and myself, and we will be able to listen to it and feature you here on air and actually answer your question live. And if you don't want that, just let us know. You can also just give us a voice message that way, but it's a fun way to get your voice on air, get your questions answer.
Again, we'll generically answer your question, because until we sit down and see your whole picture, we can't give you the exact advice, but a generic's better than nothing. And again, knowing at least what your question is, and so starting on that path to getting that question answered, the most important step of that journey is taking that first step.
There you go.
And then we also have another site that people love. I love. You do a great job keeping it updated and adding new content every single week, seemingly. Maybe not every week, but it seems like it. It's PeteOnDemand.com.
Great site.
P-E-T-E, like me, Pete. OnDemand.com. Now, you can't get me on demand, but you can get all my information on demand right there. So, Thomas, tell me what's there. It's loaded.
Oh, it's loaded. One of my favorite recent resources that actually is really nice right now, because we're kind of, I don't know, it's something that people need to be thinking about when they're in that retirement red zone, is the Medicare cheat sheet. That's one of our latest releases on there that you can get, again, no cost, no obligation, just by going to PeteOnDemand.com. But in addition to that, we have some of Coach Pete's audiobooks on there. We have ebooks on there. We have a few of our different resources. Our podcasts are on there. Our TV show, you can watch the latest episode. I could keep going.
The TV show's fun.
It is.
And then we need to start putting the one I go on Carolina Today. Those need to be up there. We haven't done that, because I do 4 or 5 minute segments every single Thursday on NBC 17. And they're real pertinent and informative segments. And then we're going to start adding them on there as well.
Yeah, that's a great
idea.
Very,
very important. Because if I do it one time, you don't see it on TV and it's gone, what good is that for anybody?
So I agree.
We can recycle that for you and you can get those answers. But tell them about you brushed over it, but you need to take some pride in this, because you took a lot of time doing it with me. Well, I mean, we took weeks, if not months, putting it together, the Medicare cheat sheet.
Yes. This is something that I really like a lot. So, Coach, you challenged me. You said, listen, Thomas, there's this federal resource, 300 pages long, plus this addendum and that addendum blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And you said, let's make this easy
let's
for
make
people.
It simple.
Let's make it easy for people to approach. So we've knocked this thing down to, I believe, it's 30, 35 pages of really the things that you need to know when approaching Medicare. And I'll tell you, this was a topic that I didn't know very much about. Again, I'm 36 years old. What do I need to know, I guess, about Medicare at my age, or at least in my situation? Really opened my eyes to a lot of things, and we really tried to make this approachable, as you said.
Yeah.
And so, again, this is available on Pete On Demand, no cost, no obligation. You just go there and you can download the resource. I really am proud of it. I think it's a great resource.
Yeah, it's amazing what the internet has enabled folks to do to get real good. I consider ours real good information. It's true information. We're a fiduciary planning firm. We can't put bad stuff out there.
There you go.
Well, you can find search engines. Who knows what you're getting when you search different topics? I mean, gosh, you get the first 10 pages of the search engine many times are people paying to be there anyway. So if they're paying to be there, how good is the information? Maybe it's good, maybe it's not, I don't know. But we just want to make sure people get the right information. We also want to educate you on what a fiduciary is, because we hear this term over and over again, and we put a booklet together called 7 Reasons Why Successful Investors Choose Fiduciaries. Thomas, how important is this booklet?
I love this book. This is really eye-opening. And the big thing that was important to me that I discovered in this is integrity, competence, education, these core components that are part of a fiduciary.
Let me tell you about my favorite one, independence, Thomas.
Independence,
you want an independent fiduciary, because if you aren't independent and you're told to push certain products or strategies all the time, how good of a plan are you doing? You're not giving a complete plan. You're being motivated by above instead of by the clients. And that's very important to make sure. Confidence is very important too when you deal with trust and communication. If you're not communicating with your advisor, at least on a yearly basis, you don't have an advisor.
There you go. There you
really,
go.
You don't.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
So it's very important to make sure ask point blank, are you a fiduciary planning firm? And then, you know, have them put it in writing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, my daughter's 4 years old, and I think she's going to be you have a teenage daughter right now. And so you think about you think about the persons that she's going to date in the next few years. Who she may get married to. But you want to prepare her for that long-term relationship, that she looks for the guy who's going to treat her with respect, do the right stuff to her. And it's the same thing with a fiduciary. You want to meet with someone. You want to know the things you need to be looking out for to be able to connect with someone you can trust and not get in that relationship that, and this may be over the overkill, but not really at the same time, abusive. You know, I mean, really. Oh, what do we got?
It was on that date of the show when Thomas came up with his dating guide idea. 7 Reasons Why You Should Read My Book Before You Go on a Date by Thomas Lipscomb.
There you go. Love
it. No, it really is. All the different things here. Integrity. I mean, if you're dating somebody or married somebody, don't you want to be, you want integrity right there.
Always.
You want competence. You want them to be educated, right? That's good. Independent. Well, you don't want them too independent, Thomas. You might leave. You might want to change that
one.
You might want to change that one. Confidence. You want to be married to somebody or date someone that's confident?
Yes, equally.
You want to trust them, don't you?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Communication. If you're not talking, why won't you talk to me? You know, you're in trouble right there.
Yeah.
So everything but independence.
But it's funny though. It's like, how many people would have thought to look for those things in an advisor necessarily,
everything. Again, you don't want your date to be independent because they'll leave you right when you need them the most.
There you go.
I know nothing.
All right, well, that was fun.
Except for when the game is on, then they can go hang out with their friends.
Oh, yeah, then it'll be independent. give me 5 hours, I'm going to watch some football.
There you go.
No, very, very important, though. It really is fascinating a lot of times when we look at just some of the dirty tricks that are pulled out there. And many times they're pulled because the people that are getting it pulled on them don't understand what they had to begin with.
Yeah.
So let's do this, Thomas. If you are one of the next 15 people who call right now, we will custom design an exclusive one-page financial and retirement review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. Now, this review is a $1,000 value, Thomas. We're going to give it away absolutely free, complimentary, with no obligation for the next 15 callers who call right now who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, like we always say, our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million or more dedicated to retirement. But, Thomas, as long as you have motivation and you're serious, you don't even have to have $200,000. If you have $100,000, if you have $50,000, we'll talk to you. I mean, we want to help people. We want to help you get on that path. And so that's very important to us. But what this will consist of is taking the mystery out of the financial and retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We're going to help you figure out where you currently are, and then we'll make some suggestions to make sure you're on the right path or get you on the right path. We're also going to run a fee report. Now, this will help you untangle what working with your current plan or advisor is really costing you and see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience what we call dramatic growth potential. We're also going to perform a tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. And if you do that, you automatically increase your personal cash flow. Less to Uncle Sam at estate, more to you. Good answer.
Love it.
Legally. We're also going to run a customized lifetime income plan. Now, this utilizes proven strategies and techniques, and this could turbocharge your retirement income and take that worry out of living in retirement. Folks, in short, we will take the guesswork out of the financial and retirement planning process for you for the next 15 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. That's a $1,000 value. We're going to give away complimentary with no obligation, Thomas.
All right, folks, there is still opportunity here. That number, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383 is the number to call. You can also text us just by texting the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. The first step really is to sit down with a financial coach, a true fiduciary. So if something that we're talking about resonates with you and you feel the need to get that second opinion, or you just want to make sure your plan really is aligned with your goals and that very important risk tolerance that we talk about, call on in right now. 800-661-7383 is the number to call. 800-661-7383. You can also text the word PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000. Coach, this is a fantastic opportunity. I appreciate you offering it to folks out there. And folks, I do hope you take advantage because there's a lot included in this. Coach and the team, they go through if there are any red flags that could be problems for you into the future, how much you're paying in fees or commissions, is it too much? What is your potential tax liability? And of course, have you found that security and lifetime retirement income that Coach is talking about right now? So folks, if you want to discover these things, maybe you have questions of your own, or again, you just want that second opinion of your current plan, call right now, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text PLAN to 21000, PLAN to 21000.
Thomas, I've had a lot of fun today. Hope you have.
Absolutely.
I hope our listeners did too. Folks, we don't want to take life too serious, but we need to be serious different times of life, and we want to make sure we're serious when we talk about your retirement plan and getting you on that right path. For Thomas Lipscomb, it's Coach Pete. We'll see you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.
Coach P Radio.